Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. I want to talk about something that we've talked a little bit about lately. Once, I think I had a brief conversation with somebody in the last month or so about this, that I want you to just be prepared to start hearing more about it. And then it'll probably start coming. Some people will probably start talking about it from the government. It'll be over the next sometime in this first term of President Obama. It's something called a value-added tax or VAT. Sometimes, and you might even hear me say it this way incorrectly, a VAT tax, but that's redundant because it's value-added tax, VAT. So a value-added tax is the same thing as a national sales tax. If somebody says, oh, let's have a national sales tax, well, that's the same thing as a VAT. Now, what a national sales tax does, what a VAT does, is as a product is created and manufactured and put together and assembled and boxed and packaged and delivered and et cetera, all along the way, every step of the way, taxes are applied to that. A tax is applied to that. And the people who have to pay that tax they have to keep up with all of that. And the value-added tax winds up being a great way for governments to raise money because it's hidden. Just like your take-home pay. You know, you don't really think, if you're an employee, you don't really think about how much of your gross income is because you never get to see that, right? You only see your take-home pay. So when someone says, how much do you make? Oftentimes you'll say, I take home so much a week or a month, right? Well, so all the taxes that you pay, you don't really, I know you know what they are. It's on your stub, but this sort of a little bit outside, out of mind. The VAT is very similar to that. Now, other countries have value-added tax. Most of Europe has value-added tax. And it's somewhere, you know, it's often 17, 18, 19%. That's right. You know, you typically, when you think of a state sales tax, state and local sales tax, you're thinking 7, 8, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9%, maybe even 10%, right? Well, this is most of the places in Europe is double that. On top of their income tax, on top of their property taxes, on top of their car taxes, on top of all the other taxes that people have and that you and I have. So think about all the taxes you're paying right now. I mean, just think of all of them. And then add another one completely on top of that. That's what, in my opinion, I'm predicting will be proposed by the government sometime in the next 3 years. Certainly in the next 8 years, maybe less. And here's what will be said. We have deficits, we have debt. We've got to recover this. We've got to pay this down. We've got to cover these deficits. Therefore, the current economic conditions will not raise enough money. We must pay these bills or our country will go bankrupt. And therefore, we're going to have a value-added tax. Well, okay. I believe all that I just said. I believe that we are headed for bankruptcy if we don't do something, if we don't get our stop spending or raise more money or something. Those are truths. But the value-added tax, folks, is a dangerous tax for our future. And the reason is because it's another tax on top of income tax. It is a regressive tax, meaning that it hits the poor disproportionately. Even sometimes they use credits to help the poor with those things, and it often doesn't include things for like food. It's not taxed, value-add tax is typically not placed on food. But the only way the value-added tax, in my opinion, should be part of America's system of government is if we repeal the 16th Amendment, which allows for income tax to be charged. In my opinion, if we wind up with both the national income tax and the national value added tax, if we wind up with both of those, then America's future will be very, very much in jeopardy, because as we know, that money that we raise through value added tax, ladies and gentlemen, will not be used to pay down the deficit. It will be just more money for politicians to spend. I mean, does anybody believe a politician is actually going to vote to pay anything off? They're just going to spend that money the way they spend everything else. So just be aware. I'm just giving you a little heads up. Be aware of the value-added tax debate that will be coming out before too long. And start studying. Read a little bit about it, about what it's like in other countries, and see what they're having to deal with. And all those countries that have value-added tax, they don't have entrepreneurship like we have here in America. I believe the value-added tax is the enemy of entrepreneurship. And that's what makes this country great, and that's the reason why I'm against it. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.